This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid foundation stone of 44 projects worth over 3,038 crore rupees at Mehendiganj in Varanasi. These projects include development and road infrastructure, electricity, education and tourism, aimed at enhancing overall growth of the region. Later addressing a public rally, the Prime Minister highlighted the city's rapid development and said Kashi is no longer just a symbol of antiquity, but has emerged as a model of progress. He praised the transformation, citing infrastructure upgrades, religious tourism and improved civic amenities that have reshaped the ancient city into a modern urban center.
Connectivity ko majbooti dene wale anek infrastructure projects ghar ghar tak nal se jal pahunchane ka abhiyan, shiksha, swasth aur khel suvidhaon ka vistar, har parivar, har yuva ko behtar suvidhaye dene ka sankalp, ye sari yojanaye purvanchal ko viksit purvanchal banane ki disha mein mil ka patthar banne wali hai.
The Prime Minister also handed over Ayushman cards to three elderly people above the age of 70 years, certificates for three geographical indications, GI, and also transferred a bonus of 106 crore rupees to dairy farmers of the state associated with Banas Dairy, Amul. Late in the day, Mr. Modi will travel to Madhya Pradesh and perform darshan and puja of Guruji Maharaj Temple in Ishagar. He will also participate in a public program at Anandpur Dham and address the gathering on the occasion. External Affairs Mr. Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that the United States has fundamentally changed its approach to engaging the world and its consequences are felt across every domain. Dr. Jaishankar was speaking at the Global Tech Summit in New Delhi this morning. He pointed out that technological consequences would be profound as the U.S. is the largest economy and technology has a big role in making America great again. He said technology has made trade much more national security sensitive.
Tech has made trade much more national security sensitive. We had almost an autonomous discussion about reliable and resilient supply chains and one about trusted and transparent digital existence. The two have really fused together and that fusion will become deeper and it will make the traditional model of partnerships much more difficult to take forward.
A special NIA judge in the Patiala House Court has granted 18-day custody of Tahawur Hussain Rana to National Investigation Agency. The key conspirator in the deadly 2611 Mumbai terror attacks, Rana was extradited from US to India and was arrested immediately after his arrival in New Delhi last evening. A Canadian national of Pakistani origin, Rana was taken for medical examination and was produced before a special NIA judge in Patiala House Court last night. The Calcutta High Court has allowed leader of the opposition in West Bengal Assembly, Suvendu Adhikari, to conduct a rally in Kolkata tomorrow on the occasion of Hanuman Jayanti. However, the single-judge bench of Justice Tirthankar Ghosh has set a number of conditions for conducting the rally scheduled at a route in North Kolkata and is supposed to end at a temple of Lord Hanuman. In Kerala, the Thiruvananthapuram International Airport has temporarily suspended flight operations for this evening from 4:45 to 9 p.m. This is for the smooth continuation of the holy Penkuni Arattu procession of Sri Padmanabha Swami Temple across the runway, a tradition going on for decades. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid tribute to social reformer Mahatma Phule on his Jayanti. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he was a true servant of humanity. He said that Phule dedicated his life for the welfare of the oppressed and deprived sections of the society. Prime Minister added that his invaluable contribution to the country will continue to inspire every generation. In IPL T20 cricket, Chennai Super Kings CSK will take on Kolkata Knight Riders at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. The winners of the XR Creator Hackathon have been announced. A total of 5 teams have been declared winners, which represent a mix of students, professionals and entrepreneurs from different cities and institutions. And that is the end of this news bulletin.